Well, Claire, huge congratulations to you and Diesel winning at Scruffs here at Crufts 2024. You're shaking.
I am. I am trying to keep my tears in.
What does it mean to you to win this?
Not as much as Diesel means to me, but it just shows how amazing he is to everybody else as well as me.
It was a tough competition this evening. We're going to hear from Radzi and Faye in a moment as to how that decision came about. But just tell me about Diesel. How does he impact your life?
He's my everything. I don't go, other than work, I go nowhere without him. He's always touching me. I have his paw print on my wedding finger. He is just my little world.
Right. And he's 13?
He's 13, 14 next month.
He looks very well on it.
He does, he's spoilt.
Now, I know you said he likes particular dog treats, doesn't he? And can spot one a mile off.
Am I allowed to say the name?
I think you can.
He's Bonio Crazy.
Excellent. And spends pretty much every day and all day with you.
He does, yeah. He goes everywhere with me. He has to be touching me if I'm at home. I have to leave him when I go to work, but he has a little brother. So
absolutely marvellous. Yeah. Well, Radzi and Faye, nobody envied you in making that decision. You made the announcement and it was a difficult one, but Faye, what was the tipping point for you?
I think for us, we felt as though we could see the connection between Claire and Diesel. But on top of that, what he's done for other people outside of Claire's household, her friends, he's done so much for, and that's over the course of a decade. You know, he has helped people with their epilepsy, we'll get there, and also helping them with blankets and make sure they're safe. So for us, that was a clear winner that we were gonna choose him. It was a tie over the four, but it was clear as soon as we heard the story.
I don't think anybody in that arena envied you making that decision. Radzi, you had to make the announcement, and you paid some nice tributes to all the dogs. You're well experienced here at Crufts, you see a lot of it. But how difficult was that one?
For me, it's the fact that I've been lucky enough to kind of transmogrify how I see dogs throughout the 6 years I've worked on Crufts. Whether it's dogs that perhaps help deaf people or blind people or disabled people. And so to find out that a dog, an untrained dog, has taught itself to be a medical alert dog, that's like a superhero. That's a superpower it has garnered by some non-Marvel way. It's amazing. So when we heard that, exactly like Faye said, we knew there was something special. There was one other dog that we thought, oh, it's hard to say no, but somebody had to win, a pair had to win, and it was a special dog. And especially at 10 years of service is amazing. So everything about Diesel is amazing, even his name.
Absolutely. It was an incredibly close competition. Radzi just mentioned the medical detection, self-trained medical detection.
Self-trained epilepsy detection dog.
Wow.
My friend's epileptic and he detects her seizures. He even got her out of the bath one day. Next thing she knew when she got out of the bath was she was laid on the floor with Diesel as a pillow covered by a towel.
That is quite something, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to take a very long time to wipe that smile from your face.
It really Claire, is.
Isn't
yeah.
it? And I'm not surprised. And well done to Diesel as well. He's taking it all in his stride.
Yes.
Dare I say you might have a celebration this evening?
I may very well do, but I've got to drive back to Sheffield. So.
Well, that's not a bad drive. So wait until you get there. Huge congratulations.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you to everybody. It's an amazing opportunity. Well done, buddy. You're the star, not me.